Skipping meals? Cutting out carbs? Still staring at the exact same number on the scale? Let's be honest. You aren't lazy, but your metabolism might be asleep at the wheel. Traditional dieting doesn't work anymore. It forces your body into starvation mode, burning up your hard-earned lean muscle while locking away deep belly fat. You're fighting your own biology. It's time to stop starving and start optimizing with Almacet. Almacet isn't a fad. It's a natural, high-protein, low-glycemic weight loss shake powerhouse backed by over 30 years of clinical university research. It doesn't crash your system. It reboots it. Almacet is scientifically proven to target stubborn gut fat while protecting your muscle mass. No artificial sugar or fillers. Almacet is made of three natural superfoods. It gives clean, sustained energy all day long and results you can actually see in the mirror. Stop fighting your body. Give it the fuel it needs to burn fat, crush cravings, and reclaim your edge. Go to Almacet.com right now to get your protein and shaker bottle. That's Almacet.com. Reset your metabolism, reclaim your health, and transform your body with Almacet.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Got Eno with us. Unfortunately, Eno may have brought home some sort of German superbug and is a little under the weather. Are you okay, Eno?
I'm all right. You know, just a lot of traveling, a lot of airplanes.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get you every single time. All right, we were just talking about your piece. Very excited to click on it, but you know what? The numbers are the numbers, and as excited as we are about the Padres' bullpen, and I was thinking, okay, Padres far and away have the best bullpen in baseball now that they've added Mason Miller. You kind of said it's a really good bullpen, but it's not necessarily as head and shoulders above everybody else as I might have thought. What were your conclusions here?
Well, you know, anytime you do a test, it's about what the number is you're testing, right? Like, how do you test it? So if you do it by projected ERA, it might be surprising, but the Mariners and Mets are right there. But if you think about it, the Mariners and Mets probably have nice, like, friendlier ballparks, right? Although the Padres is a little bit pitcher-friendly. But the Mariners is, I think, the friendliest ballpark to pitchers in baseball. So ERA might not be the best test. So if you do it by wins above replacement, it is the Padres. But the problem with wins above replacement in bullpens is everything's a decimal point, you know, because, you know, it's just wins above replacement doesn't think that bullpens or, like, relievers add as much as, say, like, a position player or a starting pitcher. So, you know, the Padres win by most tests. I think it was best stuff plus. I think it was best velo. You know, I think it was best projected strikeout rate, third best projected ERA. I think it was the first best projected war. So, you know, if you did ask me, I'd say they won. But, you know, it might be surprising to find out that the Mariners and Mets are right there.
Now, you focused on the top five, and maybe that's probably smart because how deep do you really go in the playoffs for high leverage innings in the bullpen? But I do think the Padres have about as good of a six as you're going to get, and I wanted to get your impressions now of David Morgan. Now that we're getting a little more data on him on the big league level, what your kind of stuff plus and look at David Morgan, because he's thrown some big innings for the Padres lately.
No, you pointed out a really good thing. Yes, the Padres bullpen is deeper. So I think I left Wandy Peralta out.
And he's pitched very well of late as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good. And yeah, Morgan's not in there. You know, so this is the deepest bullpen as well. So I think it is the Padres. But, you know, I just wanted to kind of see what the numbers said. Morgan's been great. And, you know, Stuff Plus liked him from the very beginning. You know, there were a couple stumbles really early on.
Couple home runs, yeah.
Yeah, it was home runs. And I think it was just a little bit like, you know, you have a, you're a reliever with stuff like that in the minors. You just like throw your fastball a lot and you have a really good fastball and it doesn't get hit. You get to the big leagues and you throw your fastball a lot and somebody shows you that big leaguers can hit those things. So you just have to, you have to mix it up and, you know, kind of try to surprise them still, even though you have great stuff.
Even 103.8, Mason Miller had it turned around on him by Lourdes Gurriel Jr.
Right.
on Tuesday. So it does happen. Now, it was last
and
week.
What did you see with Mason Miller coming back facing the same team last night? I thought you saw him pitch backwards.
Skipping meals, cutting out carbs, still staring at the exact same number on the scale? Let's be honest, you aren't lazy, but your metabolism might be asleep at the wheel. Traditional dieting doesn't work anymore. It forces your body into starvation mode, burning up your hard-earned lean muscle while locking away deep belly fat. You're fighting your own biology. It's time to stop starving and start optimizing with Almased. Almased isn't a fad. It's a natural, high-protein, low-glycemic weight loss shake powerhouse backed by over 30 years of clinical university research. It doesn't crash your system. It reboots it. Almased is scientifically proven to target stubborn gut fat while protecting your muscle mass. No artificial sugar or fillers. Almased is made of three natural superfoods. It gives clean, sustained energy all day long and results you can actually see in the mirror. Stop fighting your body. Give it the fuel it needs to burn fat, crush cravings, and reclaim your edge. Go to Almased.com right now to get your protein and shaker bottle. That's Almased.com. Reset your metabolism, reclaim your health, and transform your body with Almased.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit.
He did.
Sometime.
He went all sliders against Gurriel and definitely changed it up. I mean, it was an impressive performance in how he bounced back from Tuesday to last night. But it was 1 week ago that trade had just been pulled off, and we were kind of reacting to it with confusion because it was the only thing the Padres had done at the moment. They already had a good pen. They give up Leodalis DeVries, and we're going, what are they doing here? What's AJ Preller's master plan? Now that we know all the moves in totality, Ramon Laureano, Ryan O'Hearn, Freddie Fermin, adding Nestor Cortes, who pitched last night as well, what are your overall thoughts on the Padres' trade deadline moves?
You know, one of the things that that I noticed at the trade deadline was that, rentals are super cheap. But the market wasn't great as in like what was available in terms of rentals, players without team control. And then the players that did have team control, the prices were pretty high. And what I think he did was kind of navigate, you know, I want to get some players that are going to be here after this season's over. So the Freddie Fermin deal is like, hey, I've been looking for a catcher for a while. You know, this is about getting me a catcher now and for the future. Laureano's around next year. Mason Miller is their sole closer next year, right? I mean, Suarez's deal is up.
He can opt out. I assume he will, and I doubt he'll be back.
Right. So they did pay more than anybody else, just in terms of prospects, but they also got more than anybody else. They also got what they needed in rentals. And also, you know, there are players here that'll be on the roster next year. So I like it. You know, I like it. And we talked about how there might be some flaws with Leo's game. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out in the end. He has given up a ton of prospects that have played well on other teams. And he's also given up prospects that didn't play well on other teams. So.
Well, when you give up more prospects than anyone in baseball, you definitely will have lots of mixed results on how they have all done. But we just look every night. I mean, the league is loaded with former Padres system prospects. I mean, every single night, you see just it feels like a dozen of them doing something or good or bad every single day. And that's what you said is more the hallmark of AJ Preller. Everyone thinks he's this mad scientist, trade deadline guru, and he does a lot of moves, but the signature, and you pinpointed it, He likes to acquire guys with control. He's not really big on getting rental guys. He wants years of control, whether it's two more with the Soto deal. In this deal, obviously, it's four more with Mason Miller, four more, I believe, with Freddie Fermin. He's willing to pay for those years of control. And, you know, it's a strategy that served him pretty well these last few years.
Yeah. And he has to think about next year. He doesn't really... I don't think he thinks like 6 years out as much. He's not trying to, you know, he has some urgency, obviously. He's building rosters that need to win now, but he does think 2 and 3 years out. The other thing is that there's memes going around about him just hating prospects or not caring about prospects. That can be true because he's traded away some great prospects that have been good elsewhere. But he also is, I think they might be one of the best teams in Latin America, maybe the best team in Latin America. So it's not like he doesn't care. And one of the ways that I think he separates himself in Latin America, do you remember the Tatis extension press conference?
Yes.
There was like, I think that he's really good people-wise with young Latin players. Like, I think that's part of it.
He's fluent in Spanish.
They treat them well. They speak, they like them. They like try to get them to know them as people. And they have good networks down there. That's how you succeed in Latin America. So, you know, there's some soft skills there. I think he's also must be a great scout. And, you know, you put those things together. Latin America is just one of those places where, you know, it doesn't really matter what your draft slot is, quote unquote, right? You can just continually be good there if you have good network set up.
Yeah, that's his 6-year plan, is that, you know, there's a bunch of 12 and 13 years olds right now that he's going to scout and sign and eventually restock his minor leagues that he will then trade to create his team in 6 years that don't, you know, they're not even on the radar of most teams now. He really does. And I know that every GM, and I don't, I'm not casting aspersions, they all work hard. AJ outworks everybody. I mean, he has no life other than this baseball team, and he is constantly, he's constantly looking at options I think other GMs don't.
Nino, Bebo, Nando, Toddy, Junior, que nombre más que tú tienes ahora?
Superman.
See? Yeah, that's AJ in a nutshell.
I mean, I have my problems with his style. Like, I wouldn't want to work for him.
Oh, no. I'm sure it's a nightmare, honestly. You know, it's probably a nightmare. Yeah, right. You know what? You need to get some rest. We appreciate you checking in with us this morning. Have a great week.
Look in the mirror. When did your metabolism decide to take a permanent vacation? You're working out, eating decent, but that stubborn gut just won't budge. Standard diets don't work anymore. They just starve your body, crash your energy, and burn away the lean muscle you actually want to keep. It's time to break the cycle with Almased. Almased isn't a fad diet. It's a high-protein, all-natural meal replacement shake, scientifically backed to burn deep belly fat while protecting your muscle mass. The secret is a unique, low-glycemic formula. It keeps your insulin in check, forcing your body to stop storing fat and start burning it for fuel.
I hit 50 and my energy cratered, while my waistline did the opposite. Nothing got rid of my belly fat until I tried Almased. I dropped the belly, got more energy, and honestly, I feel like I'm in my 30s again.
Don't settle for slowing down. Protect your muscle, kickstart your energy, and lose the gut for good. Go to Almased.com and use promo code BELLY to get a free shaker bottle and a free weight loss guide with your first order. That's Almased.com, promo code BELLY.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.